paragraph base. V'zeh b'chinas, this is what the pasuk says, that Paro issued a decree, kol haben hayiloid hayo'iro tashlichuhu, that every male child that's born, throw him into the river. Ki haben zohor hu b'chinas hamshochas ruach chaim digdusho shenimshach me'b'chinas rav chesed, shehu b'chinas sitra de dechura, b'chinas yosvat tzadik, shu b'chinas melupom kiyodua. Rav Nosson Zal says now, a male child represents the concept of drawing this Ruach Chaim of Kedusha, which Rabbeinu Zal says over there on the Kutimran, where do we draw it from? We draw it from the Tzaddik who is called Rav Chesed. And the Tzaddik is Bechinas Zohar, Bechinas Yosef HaTzaddik, who is called Melupum. He is referred to in the Zohar Kodesh as this Nekuda of Melupum, as Rabbeinu Zal discusses, because his mouth is mole, his peh is mole with elokus. Bechinas haruach chaim digdusha, the concept of the ruach chaim of kedusha, which is by the tzaddik. Bechinas v'ruach elokim rachefes al pnoi amoyim, and we said this ruach elokim hovers over the waters of Torah. Kamoi shekosuv beYosef, and Rav Nosson Zal says, look at this, look how the Torah describes Yosef tzaddik. Paroi, after he had interpreted the dream of Paroi, Paroi said, "Hanimtzo koze ish asher ruach elokim boy." Is there anywhere in the world a man like this who has ruach elokim boy? Paroi saw that Yosef HaTzadik was the ish asher ruach elokim boy. Bechinas v'loy komo oid ruach boish. We know that there's a pasuk in the Navi which speaks about a man not having the ability to have children anymore, like to commit that act. So we see that this the ruach is associated with ish, with zohar, ben zohar. Ki ikur haruach chaim hu bebechinas Yosef hatzadik, bechinas shmiras habris. Because Rav Nosson Zal says the main key to a person being zoichet to possess this ruach chaim is shmiras habris, like Yosef hatzadik. And that's why the Torah tells us that when Yaakov Avinu was told that Yosef HaTzadik is still alive, Vatechi Ruach Yaakov Avichem, the spirit, the Ruach of Yaakov came alive. Ki Yaakov hu bechinas klal Yisrael. Yaakov Avinu represents the entire Jewish people. Bechinas kol hanefesh habo lebeis Yaakov. The pasuk says all the people who came from the family of Yaakov Avinu. So Yaakov Avinu symbolizes the Jewish family. Hainu sheikar chiyus ruach Yaakov shem klal Yisrael. Hi alidei bechinas Yosef hatzadik shemishom toitzuas ruach hachayim. The Torah is teaching us vatechi ruach Yaakov Avim. When does the ruach of klal Yisrael come alive? When they hear that Yosef is alive, when Yosef HaTzadik is alive, when they plug into the Tzadik, Shubichinas Tzadik Hadoyer, Horav Digdusha, Bechinas Rav Chesed, that's when Klal Yisrael comes alive. And that's where they draw their Ruach Chaim from. Veheim Rotzu Chas V'Sholom, Lezgaber Levloya Chas V'Sholom as Ruach Chaim Digdusha. The Egyptians wanted to try to become strong and to swallow up the Ruach Chaim of Kedusha. That's why they threw all the Jewish male children into the Nilus, the Nile River, the Egyptian River. The depths swallowed me up. Which is what Yoina said when he cried out Hashem, when he was in the bowels of the fish. Ki yor Mitzrayim bechinas metzulas yom hu bechinas haruach saoro sheroitzel levloya haruach digdusha chas v'shom. Because the Nile River, which is this concept of metzulas yom, that's a form of this ruach saoro that wants to swallow up the ruach of kedusha. Kemoi shekosuv, as the pasuk says, v'horeshoim kayom nigrosh. The reshoim were chased away like the sea. Ki hashkeit lo yuchal, because we couldn't be silent. Again, a raging storm that's not silent. Bechinas ruach sora shehoilech v'soir. This is the concept of a storm wind, a hurricane that blows and ve'eino yochel hashkeit and won't be silent. Ki hu godol b'shaitoi, because when it's his moment, he's very great. He's very powerful. ki sitra de nukvo hi bebechinas ktsar ruach, because nekeva represents shortness of breath. Bechinas ktsar ruach yase ivelis. There's a pasuk that says that a person who's short of breath does foolish things. Bebechinas bilbul hadas, which is a concept of unclarity in thinking, lack of clarity. Ki ikar yishuv hadas hu sitra dedechura ki yadua, because the main concept of being able to think clearly is a concept of zohar, the male. Kemo yisham razal, as the Gemara says, menochis, there's a pasuk that says, haviu bonai me rochoik, ubenoisai me koroiv. So the Gemara says, haviu bonai me rochoik, ze daiton shel b'nei Eretz Yisrael. That refers to the das of the people living in Eretz Yisrael, she daiton meyushev aleihem kebonim, where their das is very settled, like sons. Ubnoisai miktzei ha'oretz, and our daughters from the other end of the world, ze daiton shel shar arotzois, that refers to the das of the other lands, not Eretz Yisrael, shedaiton einon miyushevas aleihen kebonois, whereby they do not have yishuvah das, they do not have a clarity of thinking, like girls, who don't think clearly. As Rabbeinu Zal elaborates on this in Torah Lamed, paragraph Gimel, in the first half of Likut Imran. The main place from which we draw this Ruach Chaim is from Das, which is the Torah. And when a person's das is not well, it's not doing well, then he's in a state of koitzer ruach. He's short of breath. When a person's angry, they're short breath, which is the opposite of aricha sapayim, shenim shach mi rav chesed, which comes from rav chesed. The shortness of breath is an aspect of din. Ki ikar ha-chesed hu kefi shleimus hadas. Because we know that chesed, kindness, depends on understanding. Shleimus hadas. As Rabbeinu Zal mentions in several places in the Likut Imran. U-Mitzrayim rotzu lehizgaber al ruach chaim dekdusha. Mitzrayim wanted to try to overpower this ruach chaim of kedusha. V'alkein gozru, and therefore they decreed, kol haben ayiloid hayoret hashlichuhum, any male children that are born, throw them into the river. Shezeo b'chinas kevala rosha. That's the concept of the rosha swallowing up. V'chol habas techayun. But the daughters, them will let live. Ki habas hi b'chinas das she'eino miyushev. Because the daughter symbolizes lack of yishuv hadas, a das that's not miyushev. B'chinas k'tzar ruach. This concept of kotzer ruach, shortness of breath, more emotional, quicker to get angry, quicker to respond. That's the female. That's the way it's supposed to be. Naturally, we know that there are cases where it's the other way, where the women have more yishuv hadas and the men are the quick ones quicker to get angry. That's, they talk about the women wearing the pants. That's a concept of a role reversal, as we call it. V'ze b'chinas ma shomru Mitzrayim nischakeim. This is what the Egyptians said. They saw in the stars that the savior of Klal Yisrael, that his defeat is going to come through water. So they said, let's see, let's use our intelligence to try to attack and defeat the savior of Klal Yisrael by judging him with water. Ki ikar hisgabrusam hoyo lemoishion shel Yisrael. Look who they were going after. They weren't after the Jews. They were after the tzaddik. Capture the flag. They wanted the Moshion shel Yisrael, shehu Moshe Rabbeinu, b'chinas tzaddik hador, asher mimenu toitzu asaruach. He's the source of this ruach chaim. Ki heim rotzu levlo yachas v'sholom bi'or Mitzrayim, shub'chinas ruach sorach kanal, es haruach chaim shel tzaddik hador, b'chinas Moshe. They wanted to swallow up in the Nile River, which is the concept of Ruach Seora, they wanted to swallow up the Ruach Chaim of the Tzadik Hador, who is Bechinas Moshe. Avol Be'emes, Moshe Rabbeinu hoya kuloi toiv. But the reality is that Moshe Rabbeinu was 100% good. Bechinas, as the Torah testifies, when they opened up the basket, Vatera oisei ki toivhu, she saw that he was good. Umevoyer b'maimar anal, Rabbeinu Zal explains in Torah Ches and Likutei Moran, Shat tzadik shehu b'bechinas zu b'chinas kuloi toiv, shein boi shum ra mehar bo yisoy dois, hu yochoy leired l'toy chatzino shel arosho, that the tzaddik who's on this level, he's kulay toiv, he has no ra from the arba yisoidos, he's the one who has the ability and the permission to go down into the pipe of the rasha, the source of the rasha, to mess it up and to subdue him and to humble him. He doesn't have to be afraid of the rasha at all. Ki ein lo haruach soro shum koyach ushlito lesacheis betzadik kozeshu kuloi toiv. Because the ruach soro, the power of the sitrachra, has no ability whatsoever to attach itself to a tzadik of that level. He's like pure fire. Vezeh b'china asma shayomuchroch Moshe Rabbeinu lo shalom liyois betoich yor mitzrayim. And now we could understand why Moshe Rabbeinu had to be in the Nile River. V'daiko bas paroi hoitzio isemishom v'koro isemoshe kiminamai mishisiu. And it had to be Bedavka, the daughter of Paroi, who took him out of the river and gave him his name Moshe, because kiminamai mishisiu, I drew him out of the water. V'nizgadel bebeis paroi daiko. And Moshe Rabbeinu had to be raised in the house of Paroi, specifically. This all shows us the incredible greatness and power of Moshe Rabbeinu, who was pure good. That's what gave him the ability to subdue Paroi and the Egyptians and to rescue Klal Yisrael, to get them out of Egypt. Hainu ki Moshe huchrach lohoyrid atzmoi. Moshe Rabbeinu was forced to lower himself l'toich hatzinor shel Mitzrayim into the pipe of Egypt, shehi hamido ro shemishukoyim bo, which is the evil characteristic which Egypt is attached to. This tzinor refers to the mido ro from which they draw their koyach, kedei l'shabrom ulachniyam ayidei zeh. When the tzaddik goes down enters into the mido ro of the rasha, he goes in there to make a pitzutz, to destroy, to explode it. V'zeh merumos b'mashet tekef achar leidosoi hushlech l'toich hayor Mitzrayim. This is what's hinted to in the fact that right after he was born, they had to throw him into the river, of the Nile River. L'rameis shemoshe Rabbeinu shu kuloi toiv, who yochoy leirid l'toich hayor Mitzrayim, shem b'chinas metzulay siyom, sheroitzim levloyas Yisrael. The tzaddik, who is all good, he has the ability to go down into the river of Egypt, which is metzulay siyom, which wants to swallow up the Jews. Ve'ein mi sheyucha lohoitzi Yisrael mishon, ki im ze hatzadik sheyochoy leirid l'toich hayor Mitzrayim kama Moshe. And the only one who has the ability to rescue, to save the Jews from there, is only the tzaddik who has the ability to go into the Nile River, into the tzinor of the Rosha. Ki hu yochoy leirid l'toch toikef horash shelohem. He has the ability to go down into the thick evil of the Rishoim, ulachniyom alashpilon, and to subdue them and lower them, ulohitzi Yisrael misham, and to rescue the Jews from there. Kihu kuloi toiv kanal, because this tzaddik is all good, as we said before. Umachma shetekef shenichnas Moshe l'toch yor Mitzrayim shubichnas hora shelahem tekef nichna v'nishbar v'nizbatel hora l'gabi atoiv. And because of the fact that immediately when Moshe Rabbeinu was placed into the river there, which is the Ra of Egypt, Tekef nichna v'nishbar v'nizbatel hora l'gabi atoiv, the Ra immediately became subdued and destroyed, wiped out completely, before in the presence of the Toiv. Al kain takef nizgayra bas paroi. That's what caused the daughter of Paroi to convert. Veyotso tohor mitome. And something pure came from something that was originally impure. Shemitoch toikev tumas paroi biatzmoi. From the thick tuma of Paroi himself, mishom daiko nishapech veyotso bas paroi. From him came forth this bas paroi, vinizgaira, and she converted. Vehi daiko hoitzios Moshe. And she was the one who took Moshe Rabbeinu out of the river. Ki hora nizbatel gabi atoiv. Because when there is such a level of pure toiv, the ra becomes botel next to it. Vaiteze yotza kol hatoiv sheyabalu abahem. And this is what caused all the good that was swallowed up in Mitzrayim, in Egypt, to be able to be removed from them, taken out. Bebechinas, as the Pasuk says, chayil bola, he swallowed up a whole army, vayikieno, but he was forced to spit it out. V'alkein nizgadel Moshe Rabbeinu bebeis paroi daiko. And this is why Moshe Rabbeinu was raised specifically in the house of Paroi. Ki boze daiko tolu hagula kanal. Because the whole gula was dependent on this. Ki Moshe Rabbeinu huchruch liyois biyor Mitzrayim bebeis paroi kedei lishboir hatzinor shelohem. Al yidei shu yorad latoichoi ki hu kuloi toiv kanal. Moshe Rabbeinu was forced to go into the Nile River, to go into the beis paroi, in order to break their pipe, in order to destroy their source. By his going down in there, just like paratroopers who go behind enemy lines, and there they blow up everything. Because Moshe Rabbeinu was kulay toiv. And that's what made it possible for him to take Bnei Yisrael out of Golos Mitzrayim. He was zeichet to remove the Ruach HaChaim of Kedusha from within the Ruach Sora. And this is where we see an example where Hashem prepares the cure before the ailment. Therefore, Hashem first sent Yosef HaTzadik down to Egypt, and only then did Yaakov Avinu and his sons go. Ki ikar haruach chayim hu Yaakov veYosef kanal. Because the essence of the ruach chayim is Yaakov and Yosef, as we said before. Val yidei shekodmo Yosef Yaakov lered leMitzrayim, and through the fact that Yosef HaTzadik and Yaakov Avinu went down to Mitzrayim first, ayidei kach hechniuoz es haruach sora. That's what gave him the ability to be machnia, this ruach sora, al yidei ruach shalachaim shalahem dekdusha, through their ruach chaim of kedusha. Vayidei zeh hoyekoyach liYisrael lehiskayim al kol ponim Mitzrayim kol yemei agolus. That's what gave Klal Yisrael the ability to survive in Mitzrayim throughout the long exile, ad shebo Moshe Rabbeinu voitzia misham, until Moshe Rabbeinu came along and he took them out of there. V'yalkei ne'emar beis yitzias Mitzrayim, and this is why at the time the Jews left Mitzrayim, the Pasuk says, Vayikach Moshe es atzmois Yosef imoi. Moshe Rabbeinu took the bones of Yosef HaTzadik with him. Ki ikar yitzias Mitzrayim hoy ayidei zeh. Because the main ability to leave Mitzrayim was through this. Ayidei sheyakoyach lemoshe likach bechinas atzmois Yosef. Through the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu had the ability to take the bones of Yosef HaTzadik, the coffin of Yosef HaTzadik, Bechinas HaRuach Chaim Dikdusha. We learned before that Yosef HaTzadik is the symbol of Ruach HaChaim Dikdusha. Isha SheRuach Boy, Tikkun HaBris. Shaydei Zeh Iker HaGeula. That's what brings about the main Geula. V'alkein Somuch LeGeula, Be'ez Sherotz Hashem Yisborach Lezgalos LeMoshe B'maras HaSneh. And this is why, right before the Geula, when Hashem wanted to reveal himself to Moshe Rabbeinu in the burning thorn bush, Oz Nemar, that's when the Pasuk says, in Perek Beis, Pasuk Chav Gimel, Vayihi bayomim horabim hoheim, vayeonchu b'nei Yisrael minu avoida, vayizaku. It was in those long, long days of exile that the Jews did anocha. They made a deep, oy. And Vayizak, when they cried out to Hashem, ki oz daiko hischilu lalois v'anochai shalem l'Hashem yisborach, because that was when their anochais started going up to Hashem, ki kvar hischilu lahamshir charua chaim l'kedusha, because they had already began to draw this ruach chaim, to fill anything that was lacking in them through anocha. Why were they able to do this? Because Moshe Rabbeinu was already in the world. And Moshe Rabbeinu accomplished through his avodas Hashem that things got to a point where the Jews were almost ready to be rescued. And that's when the Torah writes that the Jews made a deep, deep sigh. Ki oz daika hoyolem koyach lesanech, dahinu lahamshich haruachayim al yedei anocha, because that's when they had the ability to do this anocha, because the ruachayim was already there. Yois vatzadik had been in Mitzrayim already. And now Moshe Rabbeinu was born. That's why they had the ability to draw this ruachayim through anocha. Lizkois lotzeis men aruach sora, for Hashem to help them be zeuchet to leave the Ruach Sora, the Golus Mitzrayim.